Hey there, it's Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. I'm sitting on an exercise bike. It's a recline bike, kind of, and pedaling, and getting a little exercise. The Bible says, bodily exercise profiteth little. I heard a preacher say one time, bodily exercise profiteth little, but it do profit. And I want all that God has to offer. Well, it does work. It does profit. But, you know, our bodies were made to move and walk. And it's interesting that the deep breathing I've been looking into is said to actually work in reducing blood pressure. It helps, I guess, get oxygen into your system. But, you know, if you exercise, which was the way we were designed, because man was designed, you know, to walk. God didn't make cars originally. He gave us feet, and we weren't really made to run unless we were in distress, but we were made to walk and to run if we had to. And it's interesting how that a little exercise causes us to breathe a little deeper, get a little more oxygen into our system. Now, it is interesting, though, how people do these days. I mean, there are gym memberships all over the planet with people paying and going to the gym and sitting on a bike similar to what I'm sitting on right now, walking on the treadmill, doing the elliptical, lifting weights, you know, and doing those ropes that they pull. And it does profit, but it doesn't profit enough to invest more time than we do in worshiping God or serving God or seeking God. And I've been pedaling ever since this time I've been talking. Can you tell I'm breathing just a little harder? I'm not in great shape. Just been pedaling for a little over, you know, 2.5 minutes and already breathing hard. But here's the thing. Since I've been pedaling, you know how far I've gone? Nowhere. I'm in the same place I was when I started. And that's an interesting thing. You know, you feel like you've really accomplished something if you're exercising. I'm doing something. But you're going nowhere. Right? Physically going nowhere. And I don't really think God designed us to do that. Even when we're in a vehicle, it's odd to me. When you are going somewhere, your mind will trick your body into thinking that you've done something. You know, I've gone somewhere. I've done something. When in reality, you've just been sitting in the same place. The cars went somewhere, but you really, truly not going anywhere. You're sitting in the same place you were when you started in that car. And what we need is a plan for going forward. Spiritually, it's just easy to get stuck in one place and to go nowhere, right? And what we need is to make progress. We need to walk with God. And that's what the Bible says that we're to do. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But walk. And when we're walking, we're going somewhere. And we're going with someone. In this case, we're going with the Lord. And He's walking with us. There's an old song, "When you walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way." And that's what I want to encourage you to do today, is to walk. Get to walking, but walk with the Lord. And when you do, what does a walk look like? Well, it may take the form, of course it will, of some worship, some meditation, some Bible reading, some prayer time, some communion in the Spirit with the Lord, and then it will yield fruit like praising God in worship. It will also manifest itself in loving other people, caring for people, and making a difference in the kingdom. And that's the walk that I want. I want to go somewhere. How about you? Have a blessed day.